As urbanization continues to replace what was once open countryside, cities and towns are having to grapple with the issues of increased flooding and soil erosion. More paved surfaces mean less storm runoff is absorbed into the ground. But a new type of surfacing material appears to have solved the problem. Bruce Ferguson directs the School of Environmental Design at the University of Georgia and has written a book about this new technology called porous pavement. He joins us now from a parking lot that was recently repaved with this material. Professor Ferguson, where are you?
I'm in Athens, Georgia, standing in the Athens Transit Center, which is where the city of Athens maintains its buses and stores its buses.
Now, you chose this site because a few years ago it was paved with a concrete porous pavement. Why was this pavement used there, and how's it performing?
Oh, this pavement here was a replacement for an older, dense, conventional asphalt pavement, which was old and was in bad condition. And they needed something sturdy that would be able to take care of the pollution and runoff that comes off of an ordinary parking lot like this with vehicles on it.
So what happens when the water comes on it?
Well, I will make a contrast. I'm going to bend down here, and right nearby is some of the older dense asphalt pavement, which is just part of the rest of this complex here. And I'm going to pour some water on a bottle out of here, and geez, right away, oh gosh, that is really going. It's a narrow beaded stream headed downhill, and that looks like just a little bit of water that came out of my bottle. But if this whole place were raining, the whole place would be running off with, you know, basically 100% runoff on all of the bacteria and oils that would have been here on the parking lot before then would be running off and going down into the streams. And groundwater recharge would be lost. The streams would be eroding. There'd be flooding downstream. Drainage systems would be overloaded. And if I go over now to the porous concrete, which is the installation we're talking about here, and pour some water out of the same bottle, I'm pouring that out at the same rate, and it basically makes a circular stain on the concrete, indicating that it has gone down into the concrete and not across.
Now, tell me exactly, how does porous pavement work?
This porous concrete it has visible holes in it. It is made out of a uniformly sized aggregate, the gravel, if you will, particles that that concrete is made out of. There's no sand and smaller sized particles in here to fill up the void spaces, and that leaves these open holes that go all the way through the concrete here and down into the aggregate base course that's down underneath.
So why isn't porous pavement more widely used in places with chronic water shortages? And I'm thinking of Los Angeles, for example.
Yes, Los Angeles is a good place to use this because it does have water shortages, but it has rainfall falling right on the city, which they are discharging out to the sea. Fresh water they're disposing of. It's quite paradoxical. But they could reclaim some of their rainwater and use it for their own water supply and need to demand less coming from the Colorado River and so on, if they would use more porous pavements, because the water can go through the pavements into the soil underneath and recharge, as it's called, re-enter the aquifer, the water-bearing geologic layer that is right underneath a large part of the city right there. I know that the city is artificially recharging through pressure wells the water in that aquifer for water supply reasons and to keep out the salt water, which would otherwise make its way in there. But with porous pavements, they could get help right from the rainfall that falls right on their city.
Basic geology lesson here. I mean, the water that's getting washed that goes into the soil is, you know, it's got all kinds of chemicals and junk in it. How does it become fit to become drinking water?
Oh, porous pavements are a terrific answer to that. In pavements themselves, in the void space inside the pavement, there's a huge surface area in there. And it is covered with microorganisms. They are minute little things, of course, and it's hard to see these things, but there's a lot of them in all that surface area over there. There's a microecosystem, if you will. It is aerated, it is moistened from time to time, and the microorganisms that exist in nature in a place like that are just waiting for something like oil to come along so that they can eat it and decompose it and degrade this into simpler chemical components. Studies have been done on this in Coventry University in England in particular, showing that the oil basically never makes it down to the bottom of the pavement. It goes off as water and carbon dioxide and not very much else.
Professor Bruce Ferguson is director of the University of Georgia School of Environmental Design and author of the book Porous Pavement. Thanks for taking this time with me today.
Okay, good talking to you.